You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something that I saw about people having the opportunity to get license plates that would have advertisements on them. So not the usual stuff like, you know, supporting veterans or, you know, backing CU or CSU or something like that, but an ad.
Okay.
And so I was just curious, would you take an ad on your license plate, let's say, if it helped to defray the cost of registering your car? What does it cost to register America's pickup? Like $300
bucks? Oh, I've had it for a few years. Yeah, right around there.
$250, $300 bucks?
Sure. Right, ballpark.
So what if somebody came to you and they said, look, we will pick up your $250, but you have to drive around for the next couple of years with this ad on your license plate.
With an ad for Triscuits and how much you love Triscuits on the back of my pickup truck. How big is the ad?
I don't know. Well, it has to be able to, some people have to be able to read
it. Is it the actual license plate? Or is it like the back of my tailgate, they're going to wrap it with like the Keebler elves or something?
What if they did that?
No.
You know what's funny about that? Is when I was a teenager, one of my sisters, she was probably mid-20s, close to 30 at that time. She drove a Volkswagen Beetle. Mm-hmm. Kids, you can Google that if you have to. But she had a white Volkswagen Beetle. And she was approached by a radio station that she didn't listen to. And they said, we want to paint your car as one big rolling advertisement. They had a whole fleet of VW Bugs that they doctored up to promote their radio station.
Okay,
and she said,
cute.
Well, what do I get for it? And they told her something. I don't remember. She's like, yeah, that's fine. So this was a hard rock station. My sister never listened to hard rock music. But she drove around for about 2 years in this Volkswagen that was just completely painted with the radio station's logo.
Okay, so she must have had some sort of benefit out of it. You don't remember what it was, though?
I know. I could ask her now.
Like $5,000 or something?
I doubt it was that much. But I don't know. I don't know. But if you could defray the cost of something, I'll throw something else
out. It depends on the product, though. It's going to depend on the product. If it's something I truly love, like say they're going to put Traeger on the back or something, or you know, DeWalt power tools or something that I'm into, then yeah, I might actually think about doing that.
What about, okay, here's another one for you. What if somebody helped you with your property? How much are your property taxes? Insane? Several thousand dollars?
Several thousand dollars.
All right, several thousand dollars. What if a company said, we will defray half of your property taxes if you allow us to put a big logo on your garage door?
God, first of all, it's super tacky.
What if they made it look super tacky, classy?
Does it have to be the entire garage door?
Well, it's got to be big enough so that
people
drive down
the street.
Could just be a
sign that they plunk in the front yard like a roofer?
Here's what we're at. No, I don't think so, because I think that gets lost. You know, that becomes the wallpaper kind of thing. But if it was painted a big logo on your garage door, people couldn't help but see it.
I would consider it. I would consider it.
So that's our question for our listeners this morning is like, would you sell out? And with any of these things we're talking about, if somebody decorated the back of your vehicle... And they
with
said,
the
we
Keebler
will pay-
elves, okay?
With the Keebler elves or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah,
what if
yeah.
there were like 20 different companies that offered this and you got to pick the
I
one
mean,
you wanted?
I mean, at least you're getting something in return, because I feel like we sell out all the time, you know, showing the brand of shoes we wear or a hoodie with a logo on it. Or, I mean, we are genuinely selling out all the time.
People wear, you know, workout pants that say pink on them, right?
You're selling out just by driving a Ford vehicle with the Ford logos all over it. But this way, you're going to get some cash, something in return. Would you do it? I like it.
I think many of these I would. Maybe not all. But like if they bought the license plate, if it was a product that I was okay with, I would totally do it.
What if it said
it?
Trojan on it?
Well...
I mean, you're promoting safe
I practice
activities.
Safe driving, so
safe driving.
Why wouldn't that work?
Again, how big's the check that they're going to give me?
Oh, the check. Whew,
you can be known as the Trojan man driving around town.
Well, a lot of people are writing in. We like your calls, too. But some of the text messages are all saying, hey, yeah, I would absolutely, you know, paint my car for something like this. Who was it? Was it Jessica who said, I would 100% have a fully decked out Avalanche car in and out, trotting around all across Colorado. Yeah, that's great. But the Avs are going to sell out Ball Arena for every game anyway. If you waited until they, you know, fell to last place, then maybe
so
the
you
team
need a
would
Rockies
be
car. You need a Rockies wrapped car.
Right.
Then is what you need.
That's exactly
the team that needs
right.
help.
Yeah. So let's go to the phones. Let's take some calls on this. Here is. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name properly. Is it Lacretia? Is that right?
Yep, Lacretia.
Lacretia. So what do you think about all this?
I am totally for it. So currently I have a 23-year-old Pontiac, and it's black and gold. It's got Saints all over it, and that's just me. I have not been paid for that. I honestly, if I could get paid for it, it'd be even better. But, yeah, I'm totally for it. If somebody wants to hook me up and I advertise for a year or two, I'm down.
Would you be picky about the product, though? I mean, even if it was something like you're totally against, you would still just do it anyway for the cash?
Like, what if it was a cigarette company or something?
What if it was for, like, tampons or something?
Oh, I would have fun with that.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I'm a bit of a goofball anyway, okay. If you ask any of my friends. I don't mind people knowing my last name is Nut, so I go by Nut.
Well, then we need to find you a Planters deal immediately.
Right.
For sure. Or like M&M peanuts. Yeah.
Oh, you need to drive around advertising Almond Joy and Mounds because sometimes you feel like a nut.
That's
and
you.
Then there's me.
That's you.
Hey, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day today, okay?
Thanks, you guys. Have an amazing morning.
Thank you.
Oh, well, you've helped to make it an amazing morning. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Super dupes.
Are you going to sell out, Mike?
Yes, I am. It's the American way. Save a buck.
So what do you want paid for then?
I'll take registration. That'll definitely free up some Christmas money.
Yeah, so what did you pay last time for your car's registration? Do you remember, roughly?
It was roughly about $450, a little bit higher.
Okay.
Yeah. So if they picked up that $450 and all you had to do was drive around with an ad on your car, maybe a good deal. Yeah.
What ad are you picking? What company?
Magnum instead of Trojans.
Okay. Bet he's driving an F-350.
Get off the
compensating.
Phone, Mike.
I don't think so, Magnum.
Oh, that's funny. Jessica, what do you think? Are you going to sell out or are you not?
Good morning, boys. I was the Avalanche girl all the way. That was me.
Okay.
I think for the car, that would be reasonable. But all I have to say is if we're putting it on a garage and Jeremy's for it, I'm not going to live in his HOA neighborhood.
Okay. All right. I thought about the HOA aspect when we were talking about this, like how tacky and gaudy with every house having
and
a different
you're even
advertising.
An HOA,
and I'm
an
on
HOA
the board.
Nazi.
I know. So I'd have to put the kibosh on this. But yeah, that would look pretty bad, wouldn't it?
Even if it was trying to be all frilly and pretty, it would still be just an eyesore, I think.
Even if it was frilly and pretty, you're right.
Well, what if it was like, even for instance, what if it was just a very classy, let's say, BMW logo that's on the garage?
Just the logo right on the front. That's
just
nice.
Just the logo on the
like
garage.
Like a Mercedes or anything?
A Mercedes logo.
Man,
what do you think?
Classy.
But then you're opening up the door. You're opening up the door for all the people that are haters for BMWs. Maybe they like, you know... So, who knows? Maybe they're like a different brand or whatever. Then people are just going to egg
there
your house
that.
All the time. And be like, ooh, they're the
oh, my God.
People.
Well, this just escalated, Jessica.
Got to think about the old picture here, boys.
Oh, Jessica, you're a delight. Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you. Here is TR. TR, are you going to sell out or not?
Good morning. Yeah, I think I would do it. I think it'd be pretty dope if it was for, like, obviously, like your state's products, like, you know, Chipotle, things that came out of Colorado, like Autobots. Mm.
Crocs, put a big Crocs on your door. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that aspect. You're supporting local.
I would rep some Colorado. Yeah.
That's I guess it's always going to depend on the dollar amount, right? Because if they said, yeah, put all this on your house or your car and we'll give you a dollar, you're going to tell them to... you know, pound sand. But it, what would be the dollar amount where you would finally cave in, TR?
For sure. I think I would go for the registration or even just a flat rate. Like, you know, here's a grand to keep it on here for a year or something like that. You know,
grand.
Everybody can get on board with that, you know.
I'd have a rotating marquee at my house people. Then. Go ahead.
Right. Well, no, just I think people would be on board for that, just a flat cash incentive.
Well, you know what we need, TR? How about this? I'm an idea, man. We'll take, you know, Jeremy's talking about putting, you know, that
a rotating, you know, like,
right.
board
so
on
if
there.
You so if you went, you know, they have those billboards that are digital, right? So for 30 yeah. seconds, it's one, 30 seconds, yep. another. If you did that, Jeremy, on your garage, and you could sell it to, let's say, five different companies, and it would rotate, then you don't have to charge each one as much, and they might be down with it. They might each give
Absolutely.
You $100.
Yeah.
And then overall, you get $500 for it.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I vote you out of the community. I don't want to be driving by a billboard down my peaceful night.
Well, what if it's Colorado-related, TR? What if
right.
it is a giant croc on my garage door?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Colorado Boulevard is for.
All right. That's good.
You're a good man. Thank you for being on the show. Here's one more. It's Jen. Jen, do you like this idea or do you not?
Hi. I had a little bit of a tweak to it. Or where you worked gave you a bonus.
Oh, your phone's breaking
your phone's
up. Like
thing, Jen.
Start over again because your phone just keeps breaking up. Start over again. What
Sorry.
Now?
Sorry. Let me pull over. I said, what if, like, where you work gave you a bonus every month for putting it on your car? And for every month that you have it on your car, you get a bonus.
Or not even a bonus. Maybe, like, additional PTO or something.
Yeah,
where they pay for your parking. Or for people who have to pay for parking at work, maybe they pay for that.
Or your gas,
there
I
you
guess.
Go.
Okay.
Lunch.
All right. I'm always wearing Mix 100 hoodies around.
Right. We're giving Slapshot Broadcasting all sorts of free advertising, and we never even thought about it, Jen. We're going to go on strike now.
Exactly.
That's it. I'm
there
taking the week of Thanksgiving off.
There you go.
Hey, I like the way you think. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jen.
Right, bye-bye.
That's pretty good stuff,
well, that,
man.
That turned out pretty well. And basically what we found out is people are money grubbers and they will take the cash. There wasn't one person who said no.
Times are tight for a lot of people right now, so hells yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when we put up with the advertising on so many things, right? If you're going to go watch a YouTube video, you got to sit there through, 15 seconds sometimes mm-hmm. of one ad or at least 5 seconds of another.
I just want something cool, though, you know? I don't want to get stuck with, quinoa.
But those are many times the companies that need to advertise.
I don't want to advertise quinoa.
You're not going to have, you know, like
I want
Snickers
extra toasty
bars
Cheez-Its is what I want. It's all rice.
Well, anyway, we're just giving you something to think about today. And I'll tell you what else we've done is we've given some companies the idea. They're like, hey, we need to have people driving around with our logo all over their car.
All right, get on it.